Hello, beautiful bestie. It's your girl B. I'm back. It has been a minute since we've had a pillow chat. We're definitely overdue for one. I've been thinking about this for a while because I definitely know I'm not the only one experiencing this, but we need to talk about why we have a fear of being seen. And I say we because bestie B is right there with you. It's a problem that for me kind of ebbs and flows. I'll be in a period of like, I don't care what anybody thinks of me. I'm gonna do what I wanna do. And then I'm the complete opposite sometimes. The fear of being seen is very, very sneaky. Sometimes don't even know that we're dimming our own light for whatever reason. Honestly, it took me a while to realize that a lot of what was stopping me was the fear of being seen. So let's dive into this whole idea of why this happens, how we can work through it. But before we do that, make sure you like this video, okay? Help a bestie out. If you're new, hello, welcome, love you. Make sure you join the family and go ahead and hit the subscribe button, but also do the notification bell because YouTube is doing me dirty lately. And if you don't get a notification, just know Bestie B is here on Saturday mornings waiting for you. So I noticed a little pattern with myself, and it's that the older I get, the more I find that I dim my own light. And what do I mean by that? I just don't let my sparkle as much as I used to. Because what? I think my light and my sparkle could also be described as what my authentic self is. Sharing that, especially with a lot of people online who maybe aren't always the nicest, it can be really hard to want to be that vulnerable and put yourself out there. So it's totally understandable, but it's not fair to me. And a lot of you probably find yourself in the same situation of putting on a mask to try to blend in and just go with the flow, just so you don't stand out too much. And that's kind of sad. Something I really have to work through, even though I have a job online, is my fear of being seen. It's shown up for me in a lot of ways, but the first way it always shows up is in my work. Because I think I might be authentic, but when you have a fear of being seen, you can't tap into your authenticity. And a lot of you have asked, how do I grow online? How do I do all these things? And in order to do that, you have to channel who you are at your core, your true self. Some of us don't even know what that is because we're so used to having a mask on 24/7. But that's something you have to dig into and find. Who are you at the end of the day? What makes you happy? Think about all the things that make you you, and like, what things make you feel happy? What hobbies? Tap into that and start to own it entirely. I always notice for me when I'm in a period of really being myself, ironically enough, I seem to have the most success online. That's when I'm growing because I'm kind of in the give no fucks mindset. I told you guys in that video where I literally blew up last summer and grew a lot in a short amount of time. I stopped caring. I was like, you know what? Who cares, right? Because I felt like I was making these videos all the time, putting so much effort into it, and hardly anyone was watching them. So I was like, then I'm just gonna 100% be myself because no one's looking anyways. And the second I did that, everyone started to look. But what does that say? It says that my light actually attracted people. And the version of myself I thought I had to be, nobody wanted that. For good reason, because that's not Bria. That's not who I am. That could also represent what's going on with you. So if there's something in your life where you feel resistance, are you being 100% yourself? Ask yourself that first. And oftentimes, we're probably not, especially if it has to do with social media. But it doesn't have to be social media. There's a lot of reasons why in real life, we might not want to be seen. It could be that maybe you don't feel confident about the way your body looks right now. I've definitely gone through that. And I can do a whole episode on body image and how that manifested for me in real life. I'm still working through that, but one day we are gonna have to talk about that because I think for a lot of people, it could show up in different ways. If you have a fear of being seen because you have insecurities with your body, sometimes that means you might put on weight to protect yourself from being seen because that makes you feel safer on a subconscious level. I know it's getting deep, but there are so many ties to energetic spirituality and body image, so much. And honestly, it's helped me move through that. that and really get through those negative thoughts and insecurities about myself. But some people might do the opposite. They might lose weight or whatever. Anyways, that's kind of a tangent. The point is, there could be a reason that you don't feel safe exposing yourself to people. And it's important for you to sit down and reflect on what could be in your way from showing everyone your light and your authentic self. Oftentimes, it's not for no reason, because people who are truly themselves usually get made fun of for that. Think about it. When somebody is comfortable in their skin and doing something that's non-conventional, a lot of people don't like that. And you know why people don't like that? Because they can't channel it and they're judgy. And people who are judgmental oftentimes are judgmental of themselves, because everyone around you is projecting. So it's important for you to remember that if someone gives you negative energy for being yourself and doing something that makes you happy, you have to understand that's their problem. They are literally projecting their own issues onto you. I know this is hard to do, guys, but with those people that send you negativity and send you hate, this is going to be the most powerful thing you can do for them. But for most of you, you're probably gonna say, what the fuck, Bria? Next time someone sends you negativity, whether that be a snarky comment, gossiping behind your back, or whatever it is, send them love. You don't have to call them up. You don't have to go up to them and hug them. The way you're gonna send them love is literally in your head. Picture yourself sending them love in whatever way you want to. For me, when someone hurts me, I oftentimes will literally visualize that person, and I'll visualize protecting them in a white light, because I know that's not them. That's something they're projecting. That's pain they're projecting. And this is really hard to do, because trust me, I have days where I'm like, fuck that bitch. Absolutely. I don't always want to be the bigger person, but when I'm on my namaste shit, I really tap into that. If I sit there and allow someone's negativity to affect me, I'm hurting myself. So when you choose to not be the bigger person and you choose to match their energy, guess what? They win. So don't give them that. Stand your ground and be like, yo, keep it to yourself if you want, but just send them love. Actually, you should keep it to yourself, because that's not really gonna fly with a lot of people. If you go, you're projecting, I'm gonna send you love. People probably wouldn't love that. It means even more that you don't have to tell them. It's something you can do in your quiet time, during meditation, when you're recapping your day or whatever, and you say, hey, there was a moment where this person said some off the cuff shit and it kind of made me mad. What I'm gonna do right now is I'm gonna take my power back by sending them love. It could be a specific person, and oftentimes I have to do this because of my job. There have been many times where comments have gotten to me, hurtful, hateful things have gotten to me. I am only human, and I know it's easy to get behind these little devil boxes and type your little heart away, because you don't see the person on the other end of the phone, nor does anyone believe we actually see most of our comments, but we do see a lot of our comments. What I've had to learn to do is come from a place of empathy and compassion and say, I feel for this person that they had to use me as a punching bag. I'm gonna send them love, because clearly something is going on in this person's life that makes them want to be this way. And I don't know the story. I don't know what they've gone through. I don't know, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't make it right, but that's how you take your power back, is by not letting these people get to you. So now that we understand the reasons why it could be very easy to have a fear of being seen, to dim your light, to wanna play small, let's talk about what we're gonna do to not do it anymore. The fear of being seen is actually the fear of being perceived. Because think about it, not wanting to be seen is really the fear of other people creating some narrative about you, creating some interpretation of you. Even though you're a good person, you have a great heart, and you're amazing to be around, like there's so many good things about you, I could go on all day. Even though there's so many good things, there are a lot of people out here who look to hate, especially online. The internet is full of certified haters. They make it their career. And what it does to those of us who have that light, those of us who have that spark, it makes us wanna play small, because we don't want someone to see us and interpret us in a negative way. Because being accepted as a human is literally a part of our genetic code, right? So if we go back to like our primitive days, the ones who evolved as humans were the ones who conformed, right? The ones who weren't the outliers. The outliers, oftentimes in those periods, would probably get left behind. So it's literally in your genetic code to just conform. So for most of us, that's what we do. Now, some of us aren't born with that, and that is amazing. Good for you. But to a degree, that is helpful because literally those who were outliers in those times wouldn't survive. So we still have that ingrained in our brains, still ingrained in our DNA, and that is why we care so much about what people think about us. It's not just because like we want to, it's because it's important to our survival. But what you have to remind yourself is we live in a society that has evolved a lot, and we are not going to die if we don't conform to society. Now, depending on what you do, if you're a complete asshole and that's your way of being an outlier, then I'm not talking about that. Do you, but understand that that's probably going to attract negativity because that's what you're putting out. Now, in other cases, when you're being your true, authentic, amazing self and people spew hate at you, you need to understand that is a projection of them, but you also need to understand that it's okay. You're not gonna die. You're gonna be fine, and your ego is gonna wanna protect you and say, hey, we're not gonna do that because people are looking at us. If people look at us, we're probably gonna die because that attention is negative. Your ego is there to just trip you out 90% of the time, but it does do some good things. It's just we have to be okay with talking back to our ego sometimes and being like, shh, it's fine. So fight your ego, reassure yourself that it's all good and you're not gonna die. The next thing that's really gonna help you fight the fear of being seen is to go ahead and accept the fact that not everyone is going to like you, and that's okay. It's also impossible. There are 7 billion people on the planet. You're not gonna be all of their cup of tea, but you're gonna find your people. You're gonna find the ones that you're here to resonate with. You're gonna find the people that you're here to help elevate, and they're here to elevate you as well. Go ahead and just have the mindset that some people are just not gonna feel you. For me, having a job online, anytime I post a video, I just kind of say, I hope this lands on the right side of the internet, because there's that point, especially if you have a viral video, where it doesn't matter if you had the most pure intentioned video. If it reaches enough people, it's gonna become polarizing. I always think that's funny because it could literally be the silliest thing, but somebody on the internet just wants to find a problem. They're coming on there with their hater shades and they're looking to start an issue. I need you to understand that there are certified haters waiting for you to do something. And it's not that you actually do anything wrong. It's just that some people don't want to see you happy, and that's their problem. What do? We send them love. And we keep going, because being yourself is going to lead you to the life that you actually want. It's gonna lead to happiness for you. It's gonna lead to breaking barriers and having the success that you want in life. And haters, they spend so much time and energy doing the wrong things that they don't get to those places. And that's why they choose to hate, because deep, deep down, they know that you have a sparkle about you, and darkness wants to find darkness. So they're gonna try to put out your light so you could join their side. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Which brings me to my next point. When other people try to dim your light, oftentimes they'll say things like, that's cringy. You know, they'll try to make you feel like you're an absolute loser and you're not cool. But I wasn't put on earth to be cool. And I have to remind myself that, because sometimes I get in this mode of like wanting to be a cool girl, and that was never me. I don't think that of myself. And the more I try to make myself that, the more I go in the opposite direction. So it's not who I am. But a lot of times that's how people will try to get to you and make you feel like you're just so uncool and a loser. But what if you embraced not being cool? I have another video. It's called Literally Embrace the Cringe: Why Being Cringy is Your Superpower. If you haven't seen that one, you have to go back and watch it, because it is so facts. I literally go back and watch that video sometimes when I get caught up in the sauce, especially with influencers. There's a lot of really cool influencers, and sometimes I find myself feeling a little out of place. That imposter syndrome kicks in and I'm like, I don't feel like I belong here. But I'm here for a reason. So I have to remind myself of that too, and also remind myself that there's nothing wrong with being cringy, if that's what we wanna call it. And I don't even think it's cringy, but embrace whatever cringe and awkwardness you're feeling and lean into it, because for some of us, that's just who we are. And we're afraid to show that to the world, which then creates that fear of being seen, because we don't wanna look uncool. But what if you didn't care? I might be dating myself here, but millennials, when we knew people weren't looking at us like that, especially on social media, when we had those digital cameras and we would just like take all the pictures on the weekend and we would upload it to a Facebook album. None of the pictures were edited. They were horrendous. It would be like half someone's nostril, just like the worst angles, because we didn't have a fear of being seen, because we knew like social media wasn't what it is today. So we had this mentality of like, oh, this is for fun. We're being ourselves, like we're being goofy, silly. And it was just a different vibe. You have to tap into that energy that you used to have. Or even like the old MacBook photo booth days where we did like the, you know, that that energy where we really didn't care too much about how we looked online. We were just having fun. That's what you have to go back to. Just be cool with knowing that you might not always be cool. Focus on having fun and watch what happens. I'm so serious. Which segues into my next point. Focusing on having fun is so important in tapping to your authentic self. I think there's a huge correlation between having fun and kind of tapping into this inner child that you have. I feel like the younger we were, the more we actually knew. When I was a kid, I didn't care what people thought about me. It wasn't at the forefront of my brain. The more I was on earth and the more I started to be socialized and see what was cool in society and watch all these TV shows and get programmed, that's when I started to care what people thought about me because I started to learn what society viewed as cool and uncool. Our little kid selves knew so much, and we need to go back to that version of ourselves. At 5 years old, this is how unafraid I was of being seen. The UPS man came to drop a package off and I asked if I could do a song for him. And he said yes, his name was Sydney. I would never do that today, probably, but it's that I'm reminded of, that version of myself, that little girl who would literally just bust a move for you anytime, any place. She was always down for the count. Like, that's who I need to be in my job, in life. I need to not play small because 5-year-old Bria was not playing small. She was a superstar. She was quite literally a pop star in her head and waiting to be the 6th member of the Spice Girls. She had it going on, okay? Side note, did any of you ever, like, if you wanted to have a sleepover with your friend, did you ever, like, make a performance up with your friend or, like, your cousin so that you could convince your parents to have the sleepover? Like, that's literally the energy you need to have. Ready to bust a move and do your thing to get what you want. We're gonna tap into our kid selves more. Our priority as a kid was to have fun, so you need to go back to that. We literally went to an arcade a few days ago. When I tell you I had so much fun, I was in this arcade sweating my edges out. You know when you used to come back from recess and you were like gulping water? That was me at the arcade. I was parched. I was sweating. I was having the time of my life. And what's funny is like the next day, I was so inspired to actually create. And I feel like the reason I was because I tapped into my inner child the night before. Go play outside, literally run around like with some kids. They know, they have the secret sauce, and it really will help you to channel like the most powerful version of yourself as an adult. The last thing I'm gonna say, in order to fight the fear of being seen, you're gonna have to take the time to dig deeper and reflect on what it is holding you back. So if you know that you have a fear of being seen, think about what it is for you. For me, it's been different things in different periods of my life. Like there's been a period of my life where it was a physical thing for me. I was not secure about the way that I looked, and so it contributed to my fear of being seen, and it interfered with my job online because if you have a fear of being seen, you're not gonna be seen. Whether that's by your career, your colleagues, like whatever it is you're trying to do that might require being exposed to people, you have to break through that. Just remember that as long as you have a fear of being seen and you are masking who you are authentically, you're living for other people. You're not living for yourself. Because when you diminish your light because you want other people to accept you, that's not living for you. There's a degree to how much we can be accepted, but when that acceptance comes with completely severing who you are at a core level, it's not worth it, if you ask me. Because there's something really cool about you that needs to be shared with the world, and that's part of the reason you're here. So if you're not doing that, you really are depriving all of us of the magic in you. Let me know in the comments if you resonate with this, if you feel like you have a fear of being seen, and why you think that might be if you do. I hope this was super helpful, and I can't wait to see you in next week's video. Bye.